It's a very striking image that the Lord had Jeremiah act out, isn't it? And I think we're supposed to understand from that how important it is that if we are his people, we actually be his people. Because his presence on earth depends upon that. Now, we tend to say, well, that's the Jews. That's the way they were. Thank God things are better. Are they? We have his presence. We have his body and blood to feed on. We have his teaching. We have the power of his cross available to us. How much of the world knows about this? How much of the world is ready? The Jews' vocation was to be a coherent people, to be a light to the world by being Jews. We're called to go out and preach to the whole world. It's no longer a people now. It's the world. And so, I think the Lord would like us to pray. Pray in compassion and sadness that after 2 millennia, we've done so little. Lots of people will sign the book, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Christian, I'm a, you know. But look at the world. Look at the world. And look at this trajectory. Look what we're faced with now. A totally godless outlook. We have to forge our prosperity for ourselves. Forget about this myth about a God and about a God coming down to, from heaven and all. I mean, that was for the childhood of the race. Now we know we have to do it. But that we only includes the beautiful people. And that's the terrible thing, you see. I am going to fix the world because there are so many poor people who are not being cared for. So far, so good. But the next step, why do I want to fix this world? Because their suffering bothers them? No. Because their suffering bothers me. And that's why every time there's one of these great fix the world up, Tower of Babel all over again, huh? Those who lead it are very wealthy. And they never really, you know, we have the, in Russia, we had that revolution, the Bolshevik revolution. All the primary leaders of Russia owned 4 and 5 homes. They had plenty to eat, but their people were waiting on line for food. It's an illusion. But it appeals to something very deep in us. Out of my way, God, I'm going to fix this. And of course, in the process, I'll get rich and comfortable and famous. That's the temptation, you see. And that's what stinks in God's nostrils. Not the Mother Teresa's or the Mother Cabrini's, you see, or the Padre Pio's. They're like Jesus. So today, we're going to go out and pray to Our Lady of Guadalupe, so that this scourge of abortion will stop in this country. And we're going as befits Our Lady, as simple people going to bear witness. We have no idea how powerful that is. No idea how powerful that is. That's what Jesus did, right? And when he came among us, He didn't come as a big shot. He didn't come as a university professor or a king or a politician. He came as a wandering preacher with no credentials. He hadn't gone to a rabbinic school. And he told the world about God. You see, and he told the world the kingdom of God, that environment where God's saving power is manifest and experienced. That's the kingdom of God. It looks small, but it changes the world.